Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 11/1/2019. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. I think a lot of you prayed last night to the Lord to have him to go against all of the evil. Because as I woke today and I could sense a better feel about things. And I will say this. That doesn't say that you can lay down against it. You have to stand against it. But I will say this to you. Continue to pray to our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus to lay these evil suckers and lay them down. All right? To pull the tares out of the fields. Okay? And to let the good wheat, let the good crops grow. And let the, you know, let the true Christians and those who are upright and good to shine, okay? So I will just say that. I'm glad that we did that prayer last night because a lot of Halloween was had problems with weather. There was a lot of cold air and a lot of stuff that prevented a lot of kids from going out. And all of that kind of a thing. But what really is the key is the fact that the economy now is still doing fairly well in America. You've got 158 million people working. That's a large number. That's the largest number in history. Not all of those are citizens necessarily. And you've got the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans, for Hispanics, for women. It's just incredible. So I remember coming up in a time when we had the misery index under Peanuts Carter. And we had, 18% mortgages. And for young people out there, you got no clue. There were actually 18% mortgages, okay? And 12% as people got down to it and it got a little better, 12% was not uncommon. I can remember when I first bought a home, when I saw it dip below 10, that was after years and years of renting. And I wanted to buy a modest, basic type of, you know, nice home. And when I saw it go to like 9.75, I mean, I drove directly to the savings and loan and said, you got to lock me into that rate, man. Under 10? Wow. You know, on the other hand, you used to could get back in those days, you could get 10% interest on CDs and stuff like that. It was quite an interesting time. If you'd been able to lock in about a 30-year CD for 10%, that would have been quite interesting. I know a lot of people did take big-time CDs at that rate, and then it was proved correct after that. But be that as it may, that doesn't mean that this thing won't collapse or that the Luciferian Illuminati, the high-level bankers, would not collapse it. And what's kind of interesting is that now... $52 trillion for Medicare for all, huh? And if you get Medicare for all, well, then by golly, that means it would already have taken out all of the insurance companies because nobody would have private insurance. So, therefore, it wouldn't be any Medicare supplement insurance, which if you don't have that, you cannot operate if you're over 60 years old, I guarantee you. You're over 65 is what I'm saying. So if you're young and you're out there and you can still do something to make a lot of money, then make it quick. But I don't know if you're going to have the time anyway. Because when you start to see China having some of the worst numbers they've ever had, and that they're having to spend a lot of money to bring in all the food into their country. And at a time when they're, you know, all of a sudden not getting a 10-12% annual growth rate by feasting on the factories that once were in your backyard. I remember that commercial on TV where it was set in a Chinese university like Beijing or Shanghai, and the nice looking students and, you know, are up there in the, you know, in the lecture hall, you know, up in the seats. And, they're talking in Chinese, and then they have, of course, a, across the screen, the, English, you know, translation. And the guy up there says, these stupid Americans, basically, I'm just going to paraphrase the whole thing. I forget what the commercial was. Stupid Americans, they, no longer want to work or do anything, and all they want to do is just buy and buy and use credit, and then they allow us to take all their jobs and bring them over here. You know, what's wrong with these people? They're crazy. But we are not the ones in the business of doing their business. We're going to do our business. Well, now that President Trump has come back onto the scene, you say, hey, and or has come onto the scene, that he is now trying to do the correct thing to bring jobs back to the United States and factories. But you see, what was happening, the original part of the tax, new tax code stuff, when, what was his guy's name, Brady, who was the Texas House Ways and Means, the guy that was developing the tax code for President Trump and all of that when they were first negotiating it, all of those things. And initially, they were going to give a lower capital, or not a lower capital gains, but a lower rate even for corporate taxes. And also a lower rate for being able to repatriate the overseas money, so that it wasn't taxed so high or double taxed. And, but at the same time, initially in that plan were stronger provisions that in order to get that money, you had to move plants or open plants inside the United States. Now you see, all of that would have worked very well in that it would open these plants and then they would have got the good money that could come all back in. And there would be signs outside hiring today. You see what I'm saying? Which there are in some cases. I literally drive through the streets and in some businesses I see, help wanted, you know, hiring, you know, hiring now, come in, fill out an app, you know. And I remember that as a kid, seeing that at factories and at businesses, back in the 50s and early 60s. And people didn't worry so much about making their house payment or the payment on one car, you know, or even on going out and spending $100 for a used one or an old one, you know, and then fixing it up for $100 or $200. But people didn't worry so much about that and eating every night. And it was a whole different feeling and sense. But if you live in New York or LA or Chicago or Seattle or, you know, wherever, a large city, Philadelphia, DC, and if you're in a beginning kind of a job or a regular job, it's pretty hard to even rent a place. you can't even do it. And so I was glad to see Trump leave New York State, New York City. 13% state and city income taxes on top of federal income taxes, and then property taxes that are just beyond belief. When I had some friends who were, you know, like a good friend who was, you know, up there and used to live in northern, upstate New York. You know, where the headless horseman used to run and all that stuff up in there. And those taxes up in there, people who are retired, they cannot pay the taxes on their houses, and they have to sell their house and try to live, move somewhere else where it's cheap. It's just ridiculous. So things could be done, but $52 trillion for Elizabeth Warren and then destroy the entire economy and put another 2 million out of work. But what she doesn't say is that all the wealthy people would then just move offshore and not pay any taxes at all. And they could say, oh, well, we'll just move into somewhere else and we'll go back to doing business in China. Okay? So this thing is not going to be sorted out. It's a lot of a mess. So what is it can you do? I talked to you the other night about being your own supply sergeant or your own general store. I think that is still the key. That is still the key. Now, I do have some information I wanted to give. Particularly, I'm going to alert the peace officer brothers out there because it's even going down into your level. And if you recall, a few years ago, I gave you the information that Obama, who allegedly was recruited at age 16 in Indonesia when his name was Barry Sotero, as an agent of the KGB, okay, who also allegedly, when he won election, there were parties thrown in, St. Petersburg and Moscow, and they did all the Russian dancing and drinking the vodka and the ice cold champagne, you know. And after that, the king of Saudi Arabia at that time allegedly put $1 billion in cash in a bank account, I believe, in the Caymans. Oh, who knows? It could have been Bermuda or the Bahamas, but let's just say the Caymans. And that $1 billion was for, you know, Mr. The guy that became Barack Hussein Obama. And so that's how, when you have a job, formerly had a job as a U.S. senator for about $150,000 a year, whatever it is. And then you become president, what do you get, $270,000, $250,000, whatever the amount is. But that's how you can buy then, you know, a $15 million estate on Martha's Vineyard. You know? It's a whole nother deal. But he gave, allegedly, 1,000 or 1,500 of somewhere in that neighborhood of first-line U.S. military radios with the proper machine code. In other words, that instrument was coded properly to receive communications and to send them on the NATO nets, on the U.S. military and intelligence nets, okay, and also into the higher levels of the law enforcement and alert and DHS and all of that. They had the right machine codes, brand new, top of the line, had all the right stuff in it, if you know what I mean. And then he also gave the NATO codes, and he gave those to the Russian Spetsnaz that he hired to come inside the United States. And he hired them, and most of them, or a lot of them, are still here and still being paid somehow clandestinely or covertly by the deep state. Russian Spetsnaz Alpha. And so now, he gave those radios to the Russian Spetsnaz. So now I've got some new information, and this is interesting. But he had the NATO codes and everything. But apparently, allegedly, some Turkish company called Aselsan, A-C-E-L-S-A-N, allegedly that they're involved heavily also in communications gear and systems and in the computers and the radios and to electronic warfare and 911 cryptology and all kinds of communications. And now that the Russians have the NATO radios, military radios, and then can clone them, okay? And they have the codes, and then now Togarma, oh, Turkey, and Gog, I mean Russia, Magog, they're now talking to each other, and they've got all the NATO codes and all the stuff, and then apparently this company allegedly, in the opinion of some, allegedly, Aselsan, A-S-E-L-S-A-N, allegedly, that they now have given stuff in via Turkey into the Russians, and that now the Russians can go even right down, oh, I don't know, let's say upstate New York, or let's say the Crossroads District in Texas, or let's say, Northern California, you know, somewhere near where the fires are, or let's say it's somewhere near Indian Point nuclear reactor, or you got what I'm saying now? Or Pantex. Let's say it's somebody out by Pantex in Texas there, you see? And let's say that now they have the ability to reach on down in and put false communications onto your 911 system. Now, in certain areas in Ohio and other places, this has already taken place in the last year or so, and people have said to disregard certain communications that came through on the quote-unquote official system. And in certain areas in Cincinnati, in that area, in the counties or the suburbs, they've taken to going to their own system and their own code. They developed their own code systems so that they can bypass the stuff, because, and a lot of people don't know this yet, that the Russians, and then hence, believe me, the Red Chinese, because the Russians sell oil to the Red Chinese in yuan or renminbi currency, yuan currency. And they trade now back and forth because they've got the deal, just like Henry Groover saw it in his vision. And Henry, God bless you, you walked this earth so wonderfully. And now it's just wonderful that you're with Lord Jesus in heaven. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of good people, the Lord has taken them back because the saints are being worn out. Guys like Henry and others are just being worn out. Now, this idea that they can mess with your 911, your emergency systems for all your different items for your civil defense, you know, tornadoes, any kind of stuff, they can throw off fake ones. They can evac you and order an evacuation and you don't get it. Some of the stuff that was done in Hawaii on those events and other places on the emergency systems, some of those have been spoofed by the enemy. That also means they're also monitoring all of your calls and where you're going. So you say, let's go, let's take a case here. Let's chase such Ohio State Police, and we've got them on the run, and they just took the exit, and they went into the parking lot, and they're inside the hospital parking lot. We've got it surrounded. Let's just see what they're up to and what they're going to do. And let's let them lull down a little bit, you know, lollygag down and see if they might go to sleep or something, you know. Well, all of that kind of stuff is heard throughout the net by the enemy. And, you know, in your area up there, Ohio State Police, you got a whole lot of Red Chinese and you got a whole lot of Russians. You had some deaths up there of young people in hunting accidents and stuff. that still have not been attributed properly. And that was after arguments were had with Spetsnaz types, with people who were in disagreement with the fact that Russians came in to raid Patterson Air Force Base and the Antonov, and then they had the Kiowa helicopter up there, and the helicopter, the Kiowa, was squawking, and it was at 35,000 feet when the ceiling on that was only about 17, 18 if you pushed it. Of course, it was on the Antonov, and they just turned on the radio. Get it all ready to go. And then when it lands, that particular one landed and then went to the corner there of Warren, Hamilton, and what's the other county there anyway? Forget where the Voice of America is at. And all of that's on deep, is in underground, and it's all up to stuff, and that can turn out the lights. Excuse me, it can turn on all communications through there and take over all of it in the United States. Well, you see, that guy that came over and landed in that Kiowa, you know, Western American, no accent, accent of English, like he's from, Hayes, Kansas, or, maybe he's up there, Beatrice, Nebraska, or, you know, Kearney, or somewhere like that. And he had just a no accent, English accent, you see. And he did all of the military comms for the next 10 hours. And then, lo and behold, that helicopter came back, somebody got on it, and then they went back to Wright Pat. And then that same base, when the light in the ladies' loafers, who had her own wife, a general who had her own wife there, ran right pat, then she welcomed in the Red Chinese. They say, well, Hawk, don't people see him? They land on the back thing, they taxi in, and they go down in that deep underground where you can pull the planes right in, and they got first-class accommodations where they held all of those diplomatic hearings and all that stuff. And then you got so much deep underground and all the little green men and the Hangar 18 and all the stuff there at Wright Pity Pat. All right? It's all there. It's all underground. So you can have somebody up on the base saluting to the sergeant and say, they don't see nothing. I'm an airman. I don't see nothing going on in this base. And I hear that all the time when I say something about a situation or I get specific information. Well, my cousin-in-law's brother-in-law's third hairdresser's son, they're on that. They didn't see nothing going on. They're not privy to it. It happens on the other side of the base. It happens down below, all right? It don't happen in their particular barracks. It don't happen at their particular job or checkpoint, you know? So to you police officers out there, you peace officers, I should say, because that's what I like to address, and God bless all of you that I've met and known, and all the old friends of Greg Evenson. And I talked to Liz, his wife, yesterday, and I told her that some people were saying hi to her and everything, and that they were mentioning how they had just happened to turn on YouTube and how the YouTubes roll, and somebody said, oh, they're up, popped an interview with Greg Evenson and Steve Quayle or somebody, and on the air, and Evenson was on there, said, what a nice pleasure to hear Greg's voice. Well, Greg is in heaven, and by golly, I'll tell you what, his wife is still alive, and she's still kicking, and I was asking her if she had her firewood all put up, and she said, well, I've got firewood cut. Greg had 8 cords cut for me. And if anybody up there knows her in her area, and I won't be that more specific, if you could go over there and help her with the chainsaw, because they're built for the fireplace, but not the firebox of her stove, which she uses more to heat rather than the big fireplace in her house. So if you're anybody up there and you're a friend of Greg, why don't you go over there and help Liz split and trim some wood? And if you would, you just tell him that old Hawk sent you over, all right? Now, ladies and gentlemen, back to the fact that we have peace officers, and I'm talking about Northern California and L.A. and former L.A. peace officers who are now in other places, and all the high sheriffs and all the deputy sheriffs, and a whole lot of them down in the Louisiana and a lot of other places who are still trying to, in many cases, do the right thing. Just know that your networks are now compromisable by the Russian Spetsnaz, the Russians, and the Red Chinese. And there's a whole ton of Red Chinese young men who just seem to have come over on the Jet Li Express idea, like from the movie. I'm not nothing against Jet Li, you know, personally. But there's a whole lot of people that have come over, you know, brought in that are working in the restaurants and, you know what I'm saying? And the warehouses all over. And they got high and tight hair and they're very fit. I remember a few years back in Missoula, there was, got information from some people talking about how the, all the young red Chinese, a whole lot of Chinese guys that were real young, 20 years old, 21, you know, that were, had high and tight hair, but they were sporting new cowboy boots and jeans, and they had big rolls of $100 bills, you know. And they were inside, and they were, you know, looking for out on Friday night to buy them stuff. We have all the information reports, like, for instance, down there by Sevierville and Dollywood and all that place down there by the mud, the blood, and the beer, you know, in Tennessee. Anyway, there's a knife, a very fine knife, famous knife shop there, two or three story. I think it's a basement and then a story up above. And it's just filled with every kind of knife, sword, cutting utensil you'd ever want to use up against a straight razor, you know, or whatever. And that the Russians are up in there, and it's on the main road, you know, the main drag with all the tourists. And it's there, and I've been to it. It's a wonderful place. I did buy a K-bar there one time, too, because it was just, you know, sitting there at a good price and a good, simple, clean knife, you know, sitting right up above me right now with the snaps off the sheath so I could pull it slick, you know. But the Russians are in there buying $300 fancy commando knives and stuff. Well, all that's fine and good, and they can do their jumping jacks while they do flips and balance them on their nose and all of that. But I'm going to tell you what, when it comes to fighting, and a hooking and a jabbing, you still got good old red-blooded Americans. And we may not have the fancy dances, but I'm going to tell you what, if you got the heart, you got the guts, you got the toughness, and you got the motivation, and you got a good firearm, you know, and maybe one with a good scope on it, you know, or a good sight, then why get into the dancing in the air and doing flip-flops with the Ruski when you just hit them from about, you know, 1,000 yards out? Or if you want to see the, you know, the smell the vodka on their breath, wait till they get about 400 or 500 yards out, you know? And on the other hand, the Russians, at least some of them, believe in the Lord, you know? Whereas the Red Chinese, they're more of a soulless type, you see. More soulless automaton type, you see. But, oh boy, when they get a little freedom and they like the stuff, they want to come here. And you know what they're looking for, ladies and gentlemen? They're looking for American women because they have not been able to marry. And in that respect, they're very much like the jihadis. So we're talking about lots of problems in the markets of the pigs and with the pig flu and the, you know, and all of the meat and all of the stuff that is being consumed and the goal to grab the food sources and the farmland in this world is on like Donkey Kong. Now, where has the Red Chinese focused? Well, they always had a focus here, but where they really focused is Africa. And they went in and loaned them money, you know. They're like, you know, they've got their own central bank, too. They can just like whoop, whoop, whoop and print it up. Wouldn't that be nice to be the Federal Reserve Bank, a private banking enterprise that elected itself out of the clear blue to issue the currency of the United States? And in reward for that, they get to charge the United States interest and make you, the taxpayer, pay taxes to pay them on the interest of something they created with, in the old days, it was a stubby pencil and a journal entry. It's a Federal Reserve note, ain't it? So, the Red Chinese can create X number of renminbi yuan or what have you, but the thing that's different from them, they use theirs to invest in U.S. debt, just like that thing on TV talked about. And you see, when you run China into the ditch in terms of their economy, then what they're going to do, and what have they got? They got people, don't they? They have eventually something that will become, as in the Bible, a 200 million man army that's going to face off with Lord Jesus and his angels and whatever troops are there on his behalf at Har Megiddo in Israel, and the Lord Jesus is going to take them out. Take them all out. So in the end of this thing, I have real high hopes. But in the middle of it, you've got to understand that the Lord Jesus has given you a prescription in Matthew 25 to be prepared. Well, he doesn't say go out and buy a mountain house, does he, Hawk? No, he doesn't. But he does talk to you about wise and foolish virgins, you see. What's he going to be? You going to be a foolish one? You going to be a wise one? But he does tell you in John 14, this to me is still one of the best things. Believest thou not, this is verse 10, that I am in the Father and the Father in me? And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you look at that particular verse 12, and if you do not understand it based upon the punctuation and the phrasing in the sentences, then you should pray, Lord Jesus, reveal to me what it is you're saying here in verse 12 of chapter 14 of John. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go right now to the Palm Coast in Florida and search out your sister, your wonderful sister who fought against the methamphetamine head, trying to steal her purse. And she called on your name then, and now she has some situations. Lord, I pray that you give her a medical miracle right now, Lord, and that she is listening and that she can receive it. And a miracle, as we all know, Lord Jesus, that there can be an instantaneous remission, an instantaneous change, a reversal, or a restoration that happens, boom, right now. We know that healing is good, but healing takes time. We know, Lord Jesus, you have the ability to do a medical miracle in this case. Lord, take that away right now, whatever it is she might have, and remove it. and let her get on with her wonderful life as she praises you all the time, Lord Jesus. We've had some other good successes. Pray for people on this program, and even people who have passed have said before they passed, oh, dear Hawk, your audience, I could feel it when they prayed for me. And we've had people who've had instant reversals when they're on the way into the operating room or when they were getting ready to be dead, and then all of a sudden they woke back up. You know, they woke back up, and then all of the changes that took place inside their body allowed them to go back home to see their family again for another Christmas. We've had so many good miracles. And Brother Greg Evenson, I'm going to tell you what, he lasted a long time when most people would have long gone. He had conditions in his body when he was at Mayo's that you're not supposed to be alive with those kind of numbers of electrolytes and, you know, all the different counts of this or counts of that in blood and all these things. And one time when they're getting ready to maybe pronounce him dead, they're saying, well, is he gone? He woke right up, sat up on the table, said, guys, you got a cup of coffee? I'm going to tell you something. Lord Jesus is real. He is real. He is the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven, and he sent him down here to come down and to see what it was like on this planet, and then to have to go through what he did, and then be killed on the cross, and then resurrect, and go straight back into our Father's arms to heaven, and then be able to then, if you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And I do say that you should repent. Repent of your sins to him and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. That you'll have then everlasting life with him in heaven, and he'll start to wash your sins away. That's the best deal in town. That's the best thing going. And I'm going to tell you what, when you know where you're going to go, when it is your time to pass on, that you know where you're going, it makes you much stronger and it removes the fear. And when you got stuff walking down the block and it's getting ready to come down the street at you, when you know you can look it right in the eye and you don't fear for your life, oh, you might have a little tingle, but when you say, oh no, I'm standing with Lord Jesus. I'm standing with the true commander-in-chief. I'm standing with he that has washed me clean of sin. And I'm going to stand against evil and stand on behalf of him and his people on this planet and protect my family and my home, my way of life, my Bill of Rights, my country. Then when you got that going for you and you're with the true CIC and the true CIC's with you, then I'm going to tell you what. Then he can angle in and you can angle into any kind of fight. Hooking and a jabbing, sticking and a stabbing, shooting from afar off or quick draw McGraw. It don't make no difference. You can win and you can be determined, and with him on your side, you can wade into the evil and cast it aside. You can wade into them and leave them dead in the ditch and take the territory and hold it for Lord Jesus till he comes back. Oh, yes. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And it is, thou shalt not murder. When you defend your family or you're in a war situation and you're defending or you're in defense of your brethren in the war, then that's killing, but it's not murder. And then he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Oh, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing like Lord Jesus. If you don't have him in your life and you're not straight with him and our Father in heaven, who graciously let him come down to this planet. And if you're not in the grace of our Father in heaven and his Son, Lord Jesus, oh man, then you are got some trouble. Because the only thing going to carry you on through is going to be this. And you know, I just think about all kind of people out there that I see in my mind's eye. I can hear them. I've read their mail or they've sent me an email. And incidentally, you can contact me at Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Or you can email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. I try to answer a lot of them if I can. I can't answer everybody because there are so many, but I do try to answer the ones that have a serious question or that the Lord leads me to answer it. The spam stuff I don't go for, and if you put me on a list of 10,000 different people, then why don't you make them all blind carbon copies so that when you answer back somebody, you don't get your answer spread to 5,000 different other people, you know? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's kind of funny. Old Jeff Bezos is Amazon. I was just looking at Drudge. Under Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All bill, he would have to pay $7 billion in tax. $7 billion in tax would go to Elizabeth Warren, and she'd get to do it. You think she might be able to get her a new headdress or a new pair of sneakers or something? I bet she would. Ocasio-Cortez would have a new apartment right off the bat, I'm sure. You know. Now, I would say this. We're coming to a time to where, as Brother Quayle said, that the Lord told him no man's going to be able to work. And it's going to come quick. And for some in California, these fires have just been wild, you know. And that's on last year's fires and all the years before and all of the things that have happened. And we still have the Oroville Dam that's sitting right there. And they have to keep rain from coming into California so that the mountain dams don't blow and cascade down the valley and, flood everybody out and kill a lot of people. So when they don't have any rain, for appreciable rain or even that much snow sometimes, then it gets awfully dry, then they start the fires. And the old, one of the old KGBs that after the breakup of the Soviet Union, Brother Quayle interviewed a guy on his radio station, and they, Steve took him, I think it was somewhere, I think they were in Las Vegas or something. Steve was at a SHOT show or one of those kind of gun shows or something like that. I forget how it was. But Steve bought him dinner and then interviewed the guy. And he was talking about how in the future there were going to come a time when right before when big war would break out, it would be fires all over the West Coast. So now, you know, if you've got, as I told you earlier, the Russians, via the Obama handover of the radios, and then now ties in with the Turkish company that also has got the NATO stuff, and then that leads them into crypto and electronic warfare. And then you've got all the still in United States government, in the CIA and the NSA and in Fellowship, and in you got the Red Chinese with Dianne Feinstein driving her car around and all that. You got all the money coming, you know, and you got the Red Chinese kids going to Annapolis and, you know, the Coast Guard Academy and, you know, and the West Point and all kind of stuff. Then they fly the Red Chinese flag out in front. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's supposed to be Old Glory and that's it. And an old Mark from Michigan, I remember him at high school in Independence, Missouri, showing the flag. He says, we need to take these tassels off. And he even unscrewed the eagle off the top and said, you see this fringe right here? This fringe right here says we're under a war flag, an admiralty flag, you see. And it's not even the United States flag per the code. So he retired that flag and went out to his car, truck, or somebody had one out in the lobby and brought in a proper American flag and put it on a stick up there in front as he spoke. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be your own supply sergeant. You need to have your own general store in your basement or your garage or your back room or underneath your waterbed or whatever it is you got. And that's students and everybody. If you can buy one extra can of chunkier Progresso soup. Oh, incidentally, Lady J said, it was just like right off your radio station the other night, you said Progresso. And she said, I went to the, I think it was the Save-A-Lot or one of those kind of places. Or Dollar General, whatever. And they had all kind of Progresso soups on sale for about 89 cents a can instead of a $2 deal, you know. And it's not the fresh, oh, you know, she meal. But I'm going to tell you what, you get you a good beef barley soup. Oh, boy, from Progresso or a black bean or a something like that. Or you get a good old chunky sirloin burger or what have you, split pea with ham. They got 10 jillion of them, and you have one of them as a ration, and you got a few crackers or a piece of bread that you made with your, you know, as you got stacked up over in the corner that you bought, and you put the dry ice in it or the oxygen absorbers. You make your little old bread, and put that in there and slosh it around. You got the strength to fight. You got the strength to fight, ladies and gentlemen. But if they can go in, if they can go into an area and change all of the stuff and they can say this is that and the other, or if they have inbound missiles and they just cancel any evacuation order or any kind of order to turn on the siren, you see. Or if in small unit action, they send all the police over here to the bank robbery, which is a non-existent bank robbery, or the disturbance, or the firemen to the fire, and meanwhile, they just took off with the crown jewels, you know, over on this other side of the fence, or blew up the power plant, or did it whatever. But they don't necessarily have to do the EMP. If they have access to the computer networks, they have access through the DHS, the federal government, the Pentagon, the NSA, the whole thing. They got access to the whole military stuff now. Thanks to Obama and others, allegedly, then you'd better make provisions for yourself locally. And that starts with the perimeter around your house or your block. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you've never been to sharpsaddles.com, then there's all kind of stuff. There's people out in the rural areas who are going to, they've told me, they said, Hawk, I got a good couple of stallions and a mare or two out there in the barn. And I got, you know, a lot of grassland around here that they can eat on. And I've got corn stored up, and I've got this stored up, and hay and everything piled up, and I got fields down here that have got hay in them that I could use that later on, you know, and cut some and feed it to the horses. And they're going to use them to go off into the wilderness or up the arroyo, down in the arroyo or up on the mountain, go through the trees, go into the dusty world, into the backpack world with the good trout streams and the whole thing, and with ability to set up a Ronnie Barrett 50 cal with a good scope and to look down all across the valley and to hit something way down there if you know the windage, you know. But be that as it may, you're going to need saddlebags. You're going to need panniers. You're going to need a saddle. OldSharpSaddles.com, real cowboys. They'll make you a saddle, nothing with any cardboard or plywood. They'll make you a real saddle that you can ride till the cows come home, or at least until the end of the world. And they also make you a good biting knife or skinning knife. And you can make it, and they'll make you a sheet however you want to make the sheet. You want it to go pull down and strap it onto your pack, or if you want it in your boot, you want something on a belt, they'll make you a sheet for it any way you want to go. And it will not be turned away by the old strong hide and bone. SharpSaddles.com, SharpSaddles.com. If you want something for Christmas, put an order in quick. Put an order in quick and see what they got in stock. They also have good rifle slings. They have rifle slings that last you forever. I mean, you're not going to have any problem with them. And you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And Brother Steve Quayle, if you haven't taken advantage of his Q-Files 2.0, Q-Files 2.0, I think for about $10 a month, he's got all kind of information up there. Every weekly, sometimes more than once a week, specials of news and information that you can't get anywhere else. He puts it up there on the exclusive for you. You go to Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, stevequayle.com. Run down the buttons or the banners and look for Q-Files 2.0. Click on that. And I'm going to tell you something else. A lot of people say, Hawk, well, which one of Steve's books should I read? And well, you can read all of them if you can, but if you can't get them all, let me tell you something. In order to inform what's getting ready to go on and what's happening and all of that, I like to tell people that if they read Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War II, that book cuts across a whole lot of things. It sort of reminds me of Jim Mars's The Rise of the Fourth Reich, because you have all this information in there that tells you what has happened, and it cuts across the onion, and you say, man, I never knew any of this stuff existed. And it brings you up into a current time. I also will tell you that his book that he sort of totals it all up and sums it all up, Terminated, The End of Man is Near, or The End of Man is Here. That book is incredible. But if you're wanting something to show the kids and to show them all the different things that have taken place in the past history and how the history is just not real, you know, get one of Steve's Genesis 6 Giants books. Show them that. Show them Angel Wars. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you call them up, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And if you get Steve or Daryl, his real high-quality, capable manager, if you get his son, Tyler, or whoever you get, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. All right? SteveQuayle.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting on towards the end of the show. And you know, Old Hawk, I take a different look on it. I don't always hit the hot button of the day or whatever it is, because I'm trying to get you to see it differently. If you don't have a job, see if you can go out and get one right now. And if you get one, start cutting out a little bit each week to put back food, long-term storage food. But I will also tell you what's on my heart and on my mind in the last few days is nuclear, biological, and chemical gear. NBC, or as they say today, CBRN. C-B-R-N-E, but nuclear, biological, chemical, radiological, whatever. But NBC is a little easier to do. I think I sent you to approvegasmask.com one time or something like that. And I don't have a particular spot, but you cannot buy, listen to me, don't go to the surplus store and get a surplus mask of some Russian insect mask and think it's cool, all right, with a 40-year-old filter because it ain't going to work. Get you a brand new top-of-the-line mask with a filter that will filter out nuclear, biological, chemical, riot gases, any kind of thing coming down the block. You need a military-grade mask, okay, and you need multiple filters, and you need that for each person, and then there would be a minimum requirement of a Tyvek, T-Y-V-E-K, Tyvek F, type suit, with the booties, the hood, you know, and then with your good gas mask. And then you need a pair of the heavy rubber butyl industrial gloves. And you need that for each person in the family. And then you cannot forget the pets. If you want your dog to be around, or your cat, or your parakeet, or whatever you got. Your pot-belly pig or whatever they are, your miniature horse that soothes your brow, I don't care. If you want them, you've got to get a positive air pressure system and you put it over in an enclosure and you've got to keep them in that. Let them survive in a situation of fallout or radiation, whatever. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Pray to the Lord Jesus. Stand against evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, and if you will tonight, strike a blow against the Luciferians on this planet. Send them a bolt from the blue and from up above what you got. Put a big hole in the concrete somewhere. Light their junk up. Mandango Rain, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Don't jerk it. Good night.